The year was 1984, and the future was bleak. Not bleak in an Orwellian, dystopian, relentlessly unrelenting kind of way. More bleak for the next little while kind of way. Short-term bleakness, 30 minutes tops. Picture the scene. A teenage boy in North Dublin Secondary School. A sixth year, 17 years old. Crammed into a desk that was barely large enough for a first year. John Lydon. A foot taller and 3 stone heavier, most certainly, than he should have been. And almost definitely not a Sex Pistol. Isn't that the problem? With famous people becoming famous after you've already made your own entrance into the world. That old baptismal nomenclature of choice coming back to haunt. For 9 years, give or take, JR had lived in relatively trouble-free existence. Well, alright, moniker-wise anyway, until bang, 1976 awakened popular music from its 6 year progressive glam rock induced slumber, and a flame-haired lunatic from another planet began ranting raucously about Kants and telling everybody to fuck off. But it was the Sex Pistols after all, so not that troublesome for JR really. There was an audacious rebelliousness to the whole punk rock thing. So instead of being embarrassed by it, he was instead quite proud of the fact that he was in some small way connected to it. However innocuous the link might be. So that was it. John Lydon, aka Johnny Rotten, aka JR. Moving on from that though, in a semi-related kind of way, is there any excuse for parents to be such complete arses when it comes to choosing the names for their offspring? Paul McCartney from Longford knew a thing or two about that. Paul was born in 1969. I mean, seriously. Where had his parents been living until then? Under a fucking rock. So the school, and by the school I mean, of course, the kids, deemed universally that John Lydon had been a bit unfortunate on the name front. But not unfavourably so, really, in any meaningful way.